I'm Felicia Eady for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where colleagues, friends, and loved ones interview each other about their lives. Linda O'Brien is the first woman to serve as president and CEO of South Carolina Educational Television and South Carolina Public Radio. In college, her career goal was to become a newspaper reporter. But after graduation and a trip out west to visit family, all of that changed. And in 1971, O'Brien's broadcast career started. She shares how her career in journalism has included many firsts for women in the workplace and how she hopes these advancements continue to help women shatter glass ceilings across the nation.
My first job was a reporter, and I like to say I worked 9 to 5, but it was the wrong 9 to 5. It was 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. So I came in and did the 11 o'clock news, the weather report, and then I was overnight on call working. They had a radio station as well, much like here. It was television and radio. So I was on call for anything that happened overnight. The problem is in Salt Lake City, most things that happen overnight are either crimes or fires, and that's about it. But I did get my start. I did everything. Produced, shot video. Those days it was film, edited, learned as much as I could. And then after about 4 months, I graduated to the day side and was a reporter. Once I moved to the day side, then I was able to report on politics and the environment and lots of great stories in Salt Lake City. So it was a dream job. It truly was. I was the first woman reporter in the newsroom. In fact, the only woman other than a secretary who had ever worked in the newsroom. So that was really breaking a ceiling there. And I was very fortunate in that the news director never treated me differently. I covered hard news stories as well as features, whatever it was. And I was very, very lucky that way. But there were times when I remember a club, for example, that had women and deliveries on the side door. Women were not permitted in the club. That's just the way it was. And those are the kinds of things you sort of grow up with. I remember not being able to get my own credit card for the longest time because it was hard for women to get credit. It's amazing when you think of my lifetime that you had those kinds of challenges. But you did, and you just worked through it, and eventually things did get much better for women. When I moved to Miami, I was a reporter at the public station there, a reporter-producer, and I became the first woman news director in the community. So that was another first. And when I think about ETV, I am the first woman president of this organization. So there have been a lot of firsts, and I hope that from now on in those areas, it will just be not a first anymore, that there will have been many women who have had these various positions. A lot of women worked very hard to get those rights, and so I sort of feel proud of that, being part of that generation.
O'Brien recently announced plans to retire in the fall of this year.
This is a dream job, and so that's what's hard about saying goodbye. But, you know, I feel like we've accomplished a lot together with a great staff. There are so many positive things on the horizon, and I think we've started some really exciting initiatives.
From the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia, that was President and CEO of South Carolina ETV and South Carolina Public Radio, Linda O'Brien. For more narrative and StoryCorps conversations, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. I'm Felicia Eady.